Well, this is my last Sunday with you. Does anybody remember my first Sunday with you? Who was here for my first Sunday with you? Some of you were here for that. And do you remember that we jumped right through a chalk picture that was right here? Who jumped through that chalk picture with me? Jordan, you jumped through, huh? I saw Jordan's hand go up. Who else jumped through that chalk picture? Ellen jumped through, and Mary jumped through. Who else jumped through that chalk picture? Does anybody remember? Well, I will refresh your memory if you weren't here to jump through that chalk picture. Just like Mary Poppins, does anybody remember Mary Poppins? Just like Mary Poppins, we jumped through a chalk picture on the sidewalk. Well, not exactly the sidewalk. And it was a picture of a church on a hill, and we imagined what that church could be like. And we did a lot of those things right here in this church. And just like Mary Poppins, now it's time for me to fly away home. And I am going to miss you so much. But I have done what I came to do, just like Mary Poppins did what she came to do with the Banks family. And so I'm going to open my umbrella. Can you see my umbrella? With the little parrot head here. And I'm going to fly back to my cloud. But I'm going to keep with me all the wonderful things that we did. And didn't we do some wonderful things together? Didn't we? Did we have? Absolutely. Because we had a good time. Didn't we have wonderful tea parties on the ceiling? Didn't we? Right? Well, because when we imagine, it can seem like it was on the ceiling, right? Because it can be so much fun. And didn't we get to know each other so well? And didn't we laugh? And didn't we sometimes cry? Because when we get to know each other well, we can do that together. And even though I won't be here anymore, because, you know, this is really important, because who's coming next week? Who's coming next week? I see, yeah, who's coming? Who's coming next week? Do you know? Who knows who's coming? Jordan, do you know? The new minister, does anybody know her name? Charlotte, Reverend Charlotte, even though, because Reverend Charlotte's coming next week. So my work is done because Reverend Charlotte is coming next week. And so you have a chance to get to know Reverend Charlotte and to do fun things with her. It's really important that I don't keep coming back in the door and saying, oh, but wait, what about me? Because that wouldn't give you a chance to get to know her well at all, would it? So it's important that I don't keep coming around here and sticking my nose in where it doesn't really belong. And it's important that I don't come back to preach here for a long time. And it's important that I don't keep calling you up and saying, hey, what's doing? But even though I'll be off on my cloud, just like Mary Poppins, do you know where you will stay with me? Can you guess? In my heart. You will always be in my heart. There is a brew-shaped place right in my heart. And if you could look right in there, you would see it. And I will always love you. And even though I'm far away from you in my body, I will be close to you in my spirit and kind of keeping an eye on what happens just because I love you so much. And maybe if you go to UU things like General Assembly, or if we pass on the street somewhere, I will certainly say hello to you. And if you ask me for a hug, I will give you a hug. And I will always smile when I see you. But today we have to say goodbye. So it's okay if you're a little sad about that. It's okay if you're really happy about that too. But I'm gonna take my umbrella and fly back to my cloud now. So if you're going downstairs, that's okay, because we're still gonna have a chance to get together downstairs and have a little I bet there's cake. I bet there is. There is. I bet there is. But if you're gonna go downstairs now, why don't you head towards the back, and I have wheels, so I'm gonna wheel back there and give you a little blessing. Here, you want to accompany me back there? Okay. May you learn and grow from each other and give joy to one another like you're having tea parties on the ceiling as you learn to be repairers of the world. Amen. Would you sing to us once, and then we'll sing back to you? Carry the flame of peace and love until we meet again. Carry the flame, I'm just going to go this way, peace and love. Until we meet again. You know, it's like the Waze app. Sometimes the longer way around is the easier way around. So, in the auction, remember the auction way back in November? Anybody remember? I offered the biblical story of your choice, and Ellen Badgley won it. And she asked, would I tell the first chapter of Ruth? It was the first chapter, right? Good, because that's the one I learned. Well, I learned it with the help of my daughter. And I said I would either coach you in telling it or you could ask me to tell it. And Ellen said, would you please tell it? So I took a little liberty with that. And I asked another skilled storyteller, whom I tell with often, to tell it with me so we could tell more of it. I asked Cecilia Campbell to tell it. We're going to tell it like mini epic style. She's gonna tell the first part of this chapter, and we're gonna tell most of chapter one of the book of Ruth for you. And it might seem a little ironic today, but I'm gonna make it work for you. You can take it right out of here, or you can take the use pads.
They took wives, Moabite women. The first was named Orpah.
But they said to Naomi, "No, we will return with you to your people." Naomi said to them, "Why would you come with me? Will I again have sons in my womb that they would be husbands for you? No, my daughters, turn back. Go home to your people and your gods." I'm too old for a husband. And even if I were to say that I would have hope of having a husband tonight, and even more, if I were to bear sons, would you wait until they grew up? Would you refrain from having husbands? No. Turn back. This is more bitter for me than it is for you, since my Lord's will has come out against me. Then they lifted up their voices again and wept. Orpah kissed her mother-in-law. But Ruth stayed with Naomi. Naomi said to her, "Look, your sister-in-law has turned back to be with her people and her gods. Turn back after your sister-in-law." But Ruth said to her, "Don't urge me to abandon you, to turn back from following you. I will follow you. Wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. And wherever you die, I will die. And there I will be buried. May my Lord do this to me, and more so if even death separates me from you." When Naomi saw that Ruth was determined to follow after her, she stopped speaking to her about it. Amen, amen. How can I keep from singing indeed? Well, we have had a fine run here, have we not? When I arrived, I told you to think of me as Mary Poppins, that I would stay until the wind changed. I didn't bring my carpet bag with me today because, frankly, I have enough gear with me already, and, you know. But I brought some things out of my carpet bag, and I said that we'd take a look in the mirror. I'd hold the mirror up to you, and I'd see how we all measured up, and I'd shine a light in some corners that maybe we hadn't looked in a while, and maybe we'd do some magic. Do you remember I had the snow globe? And I think you accomplished all those things. I'm so ridiculously proud of you. I will never stop being ridiculously proud of you. And like Ruth, you've kind of picked up and moved on to a new place. Now you're still the church here on Church in Maine in Manassas. You haven't picked up and moved the church to like Iowa. But you've taken a real journey over these last 2 years. And you've opened up to whole new things. Now the book of Ruth, it's tiny. It's this little tiny. I mean, there are only like 4 or 5 chapters in the whole book. And I'm sure you've all read it thoroughly and studied it and done exegeses on it, but you know it's in the, like it's a setup, right? It's in there, it's like a prequel, right? Because what happens at the end of the book of Ruth? Well, we find out that, like, this is a spoiler alert, okay? That Ruth ends up getting married to kind of a distant relative by marriage of Naomi, and she ends up being, well, in the family tree, she ends up giving birth, and so she's an ancestor of King David, right? So it's like you've read The Lord of the Rings, and now you're going back and reading The Hobbit. Oh, that's where all that came from, right? So she's setting up for King David there. So it's really important stuff. Well, you've done that really important stuff. You've taken this journey, and you've done that really important stuff. And I'd like to think, because I do have some ego, that I helped you with that I was a part of that. But I couldn't have done that. I couldn't have come in and done that for you. I did that with you. It worked because you were ready and willing to engage and you wanted to do the work. And I'm so, so proud of you. Now, I was tickled about doing this story today because I knew it's probably not a secret now, but I did that Mary Poppins thing at the beginning so I can do this Mary Poppins thing at the end, right? So I knew I was going to do this Mary Poppins thing at the end. And I thought, you know, like if Mary Poppins was a Jewish mother, she'd be a little more like Naomi, right? Because Naomi is all like, nah, but she's pushing Ruth all the way. At the same time, she's pushing Ruth away. No, leave me alone. Oi, what are you, oi. Don't bother me. Oi, okay, you're going to come with me? Oi, all right. And she complains a lot. She does complain a lot. But she's the one who sets Ruth up with, okay, go glean in this field. Okay, do this. Okay, go let me. To tell you the truth, she kind of pimps Ruth out a little bit. But this is how Ruth gets married to Boaz, like this really rich landowner, and ends up, you know, in this very comfortable life. And nothing in the book says she's unhappy about it. You know, Naomi guides and pushes, and Ruth at every opportunity can say, yeah, no, I don't want to do that. So Naomi is her guide. And Mary Poppins is a guide. And I hope I've been your guide, but you've certainly done all these wonderful things. And now, like Mary Poppins, it's my time to go. Naomi stayed there. Naomi lived it through. You know, Jewish mother-in-laws, we do that. Right? It's like, it's all right. If it's not too much trouble, I'll just move into the basement. It's all right. Could you make a little apartment for me? I'm not moving into your basement. It's my time to go. This is how we do things in interim ministry. I'm going to fly back to my Mary Poppins cloud now. And it is right that I don't have contact with the congregation and contact with all of you, because you need to now get really excited about Reverend Charlotte. I'm really excited about Reverend Charlotte. You know, she's my colleague, and we keep in touch on Facebook, but she's in Florida right now, so I don't get to see her. I'm really excited that she's coming here to be with all of you. But now I need to make space for her. And that can't happen if you keep coming back to me for ministry things. So I will be here. I'm still on the staff into August for your pastoral needs. But once I'm off the staff, I need to be separate. If we see each other on the street, of course, I'm not going to pretend I don't know you. I'm not your therapist. I'm your interim minister. Of course I will smile at you and say hello and how good to see you. And if I run into you at General Assembly, and I hope I do, Kansas City, go to General, it's wonderful, and at future General Assemblies, I hope I do. I will come and see you, and I will, even if you say, hey, let's take a group picture together, I will do that with you. And I will say, how's it going? But I'm not going to talk to you about matters about the congregation, because I'm not going to be the minister of this congregation any longer. That's for you to talk about with your new minister. And if I'm serving another church and you come happen to be by that church and you come in and say hello, I will say, how wonderful to see you. But I'm still not going to get mixed up in matters at Brew, because you'll have a minister here. I'm really excited for your new ministry to come. I'm really excited because I know you really did the hard work of interim ministry, and I think things are going to work out so well for you. Does that mean that you ever don't get annoyed at your minister? Because I know none of you have ever, not for a minute, been annoyed at me. That's never, ever happened here, not once, right? Of course you can get annoyed at your minister, but what do we do when we get annoyed at the minister? The covenant. So when we're annoyed with somebody or when we're upset, we go right to that person and say, hey, let's talk about this, right? I mean, we could go back to the old ways. We could go back to Moab and do things the way we used to do in Moab. But if you've followed me all the way back to Judah and Bethlehem, the house of bread, where there had been a famine, but now there's a feast. There was a famine in the house of bread, but now there's a feast, because we've learned to do things the right way. If you've followed me all the way back here, I mean, you might as well do things the new way, right? You might as well go right to the person and say, hey, I have something I really need to talk to you about. And if we've had an issue, if you've had an issue with me, well, good news, I'm leaving. But you get to celebrate that today either way, right? Like, do you know there's a plaque that you can get that says, every visitor brings joy into this house, some when they come and some when they leave. And so we all get to celebrate today. I hope that you have some good memories of the last 2 years. I hope you do. I hope you're proud of the work we did together. And if in time, like Mary Poppins, it's always harder when I back up. If in time you start to forget, you say, oh, and there was that interim minister. What was her name? That's entirely okay. Because just like Mary Poppins said to her parrot umbrella, that's as it should be. I'm not here to be the new Mrs. Banks, the new mom. I was here to do my work. And you are all set to go fly your own kite now. You can have your own set of wings with your feet on the with your feet on the ground, you're a bird in flight with your fist holding tight to the string of your kite. Oh, let's go fly a kite up to the highest height. Let's go fly a kite and send it soaring up through the atmosphere, up where the air is clear. Oh, let's go fly a kite. When you send it flying up there, all at once you're lighter than air. You can dance on the breeze over houses and trees with your fist holding tight to the string of your kite. Oh, let's go fly a kite up to the highest height. Let's go fly a kite and send it soaring up through the atmosphere, up where the air is clear. Oh, let's go fly a kite. My friends, you are ready to soar with your own set of wings. Go fly your kite. Namaste.